Good evening and welcome to the June 4th meeting of the Astoria City Council. Glad to see such a nice crowd here tonight. We'll have a roll call first. Chief Spaulding?
Councilor Dunlop?
Here.
Councilor Bryce?
Here.
Councilor Jones?
Here.
Councilor Brownson?
Here.
Here. Thank you. Okay, and the first item on our agenda is a proclamation recognizing the month of June as LGBTQIA Pride Month in the city of Astoria, Oregon.
Yes, it is.
And I get to read all the whereases. Whereas the city of Astoria has a diverse lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, intersex, asexual, LGBTQIA community and is committed to supporting visibility, dignity, and equity for all people in the community. And whereas many of the residents, students, city employees, and business owners within the city of Astoria who contribute to the enrichment of our city are a part of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and questioning community. And whereas various advancements have been made with respect to equitable treatment of lesbians, gay men, bisexual, transgendered, and questioning persons throughout the nation. There continues to be some opposition against people from this community and around the world, making it important for cities like Astoria to stand up and show support for our residents who are affected. And whereas many cities in the United States and around the world recognize and celebrate June as LGBTQIA Pride Month, and whereas June has become a symbolic month in which lesbians, gay men, bisexual people, transgender, and supporters come together in various celebrations of pride. And whereas the rainbow flag, also known as the LGBT Pride flag or gay pride flag, has been used since the 1970s as a symbol of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender pride and LGBTQIA social movements. And whereas lighting the Astoria column during the week of June 3rd through June 10th further symbolizes the city's celebration of diversity and support for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, intersex, and asexual community. Now, therefore, the City Council of the City of Astoria does hereby declare the month of June as LGBTQIA Pride Month in the City of Astoria, Oregon, and invites everyone to reflect on ways we all can live and work together with a commitment to mutual respect and understanding. And further recognizes Pride Month by lighting the Astoria column during the week of June 3rd through June 10th, signed by me. And so I'd like, Marco and Tessa, if you want to come up and get this. That would be
thanks, Astoria.
Madam Mayor, thank you for doing that. I think it is really a pleasure to live in a city that recognizes and supports diversity. And thank you all for coming tonight. And I wish you would all break out in song, but maybe you won't. And come and hear you later.
The rest of the meeting is going to be kind of dead. Compared to that.
Yeah, we're out of here. Thanks.
Once in a while.
Okay, next is a presentation by Mike McNichol, Clatsop County Department of Public Health. Hi.
Hello. Thank you, Mayor. Mm-hmm. There is no way I can follow up with that. But I will give it my best shot. So I'm Mike McNichol. I'm the Public Health Director for Clatsop County. And today I'm here to talk about a proposal that's in front of you that looks something like this. It says proposal on it. It's about tobacco retail licensing. In last year, the state of Oregon passed Tobacco 21 that made it possible that only people over the age of 21 can buy tobacco products. And as part of that, the state, in its wisdom, decided to push down the enforcement of said tobacco rule to the counties, which, of course, they like to do that. So what I'm proposing then is to, in order to make sure that we have tobacco retail licensing, is to get an ordinance passed at the county level. But since a lot of the cities have tobacco retail licensors in their city limits, I wanted to bring that attention to you. So if you had someone call and say, hey, what's this all about? I wanted to make sure you were aware of it. As you may have known, that Clatsop County teenagers are much higher than the state average for smoking. And also, e-cigarette use is on the rise, which can be a gateway drug to tobacco use. So the point of the retail licensing is two things. One is to assure the retailers are actually selling to folks over the age of 21. So our program would do an auditing piece and a sting every now and then to make sure that those realtors are actually selling to the right folks. So that would mean that we would have people under the age of 21 try to make fake buys, and then we'd see if they did obtain those products, and then we would go through an education process first, following by fines and eventually a license removal if that's what was necessary. We'd also make sure that they're not doing improper marketing and to the kids, and also making sure that all their products are properly labeled and so on. So it's just similar to, if you're familiar with the food pool and lodging program they already have, where we come and do unannounced visits to the restaurants to make sure that they're following standards. It's a similar type of program. This is just to make sure that these folks are following the law. So I have any questions?
So you're not asking for any action, this is just information?
It's information. And at one point we will have an ordinance, and I'll make sure that you have a copy of it. Uh-huh.
But the ordinance will come from the county rather than from the cities?
That's correct.
Okay. Great. Any questions for Mike?
Well, what kind of impact would there be on small businesses to do this licensing?
So similar to the food pool and lodging program, we would charge a one annual fee, an annual fee of between $200 and $300, depends on how many there are. And it would what's included is that is free technical assistance to make sure they are meeting the law as it stands, go into the store, make sure all the marketing products, all the products are labeled, so on and so forth. And then we would also do semi-annual inspections to make sure they are meeting the law. So the impact is a one-time fee. Every year they would pay that so we can assure that they're meeting the rule.
The intent on your part sounds good, but I just hope that there's lots of conversations with small business owners and opportunities for input before this is implemented, just because there are so many requirements already that small businesses have to operate under.
We do plan on holding, there's about 50 to 60 establishments in this throughout the county. We plan on meeting them in their city, in an area, after in an evening where we can meet with them and talk to them and kind of get an idea about, make sure this is implemented in a way that is not too painful yet, still meets the intent of the law.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Good luck.
Sure.
Thanks. Mike, when do you hope to implement this?
It'll probably be January 1st, 2018, the earliest.
Okay, thank you very much.
Shameless, thank you.
Okay, are you going to sing for us?
No.
Okay, next is reports of councilors. Councilor Jones.
Good evening, Mayor. I know you're a big fan of the chip-in program, so I just wanted to mention there was sort of a do-it-yourself chip-in at Birchfield yesterday, led by the Friends of Alderbrook Park, not officially licensed group yet, but working on it with Parks and Rec to develop an MOA. And led by Lisa Morley, there are about 12 of us out there with loppers and clippers and rakes who cleared out quite a bit of ivy and blackberry, and did some tree trimming to open up some view corridors into the woodlands and also to the water on Alderbrook Lagoon. And quite a few neighbors came by later and said it was a nice improvement. So lots of hard work by local community members making our parks better.
Great.
Thanks.
Okay.
Great. Councillor Price?
No report, thank you.
Okay.
Councillor Nimmowell?
It feels good to be in a room with a friend, Marco Davis, and lots of other people I know throughout the community who are truly happy that the city is embracing, you know, everyone. Marco and I went to a high school that didn't seem so inclusive as our culture and our city does now. And so I really appreciate you reading the proclamation tonight, and I'm proud to live in such an inclusive city. Thank you, Mayor.
Councillor Brownson, do you have anything?
I will skip report tonight.
Okay, thanks. The only thing I want to mention is the commercial fisheries tour. These tours are wonderful. The logging or forestry tour that they give once a year, and the fisheries tour. And I enjoyed the going out to see where they repair life rafts. Part of England Marine, they repair all kinds of life rafts, and they have them packed in these little cases, and they pull a rope out, keep pulling and pulling and pulling, and all of a sudden it goes pew, and out flies this thing, and it's set up all ready to go, and you could float away on it. So it was wonderful to see. I would not want to be stuck in one for 4 days or something, but with the number of people that they have crammed in there, but it's nice to know that they're available. My husband wanted to know if we could get one in case of a tsunami. We'd be ready to sail off into the. But anyway, I commend all the people who present these tours. It's a lot of work, but really a wonderful way to learn about our fisheries and forestry. That's it. Any changes to the agenda?
No changes.
Okay, the consent calendar is passed with one motion unless someone asks for an item to be removed. Has anyone in the public asked for a removal?
There are no citizen requests.
Okay. Anyone on the council? I had too many pieces of paper. I've copied off all these reports. They're wonderful to read, the quarterly reports from each of the department heads. It's a great way to keep up with what's going on in the city. I was interested to see, Susan, on your report, between January 1st and April 30th, the city has hired 35 employees with 14 employee terminations. So we're increasing our staffing by quite a bit.
They're not all new positions. Some of them are filling vacated positions.
Oh, okay.
Also, during this time of year, we also start ramping up for summer positions in not only our Parks Department, within our Public Works Department.
Okay. Public Works, Jeff. On the Hanover sidewalks, it mentions that construction is now expected to take place in summer 2019 or later. Is that because of lack of funding, or because I know we've been talking about this for a long time?
The contractual part of the project's been delayed mainly because of the Department of Justice just being backed up in the workload.
Because this is an ODOT project, all of the contracts and all the documents are reviewed by the state of Oregon through the Department of Justice.
Okay. And under landfill closure, what's the term of the post-closure period? It mentions post-closure period, and I didn't know how long that would be, or how long.
Typically, when a landfill is closed, it's 30 years. Because our landfill had been out of operation for so long, and because of the type of closure that we did, and that if you remember the extra liner that was placed and all the care that was taken when the development went in, They reduced that down to 20.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working really hard to hopefully maybe get that down to 10 if we possibly can.
Oh, okay.
It'll all depend on how our gas monitoring goes.
Mm-hmm.
And our groundwater monitoring.
Okay. And then Ms. Cosby. Swim lesson instructors provided swim lessons and water safety instruction to 48 fourth graders from Hilda Lottie Elementary School. Do the Astoria fourth graders do that anymore?
No, unfortunately they don't. Several years back, I'm going to guess 8 or 9, Astoria School District no longer had the funding to do it. However, if you recall back to this fall in our marketing plan, we are working on a process to be able to provide a different style of swimming lesson, but a water safety education to elementary school students in the Astoria School District. It wasn't possible to do it this year due to, with only 4 months' notice, they had a hard time with transportation, but we're planning on it for next year.
Okay. And I also wanted to congratulate you for producing 29 flyers that were translated into Spanish. That's a great thing. And also a program guide that's also in Spanish. So that's a big step forward, I think, for the community.
Thank you.
Let's see. That's it. Thank you very much. I really do appreciate those reports. They're very, very useful and helpful when we get calls from constituents and that kind of thing and want to know what's going on in a certain department. So thank you. Okay. Let's see. Do we want to have a motion to approve the consent calendar?
I would move we approve the consent calendar.
Second.
Chief Gascoigne.
Councilman Hemphill?
Aye.
Councilman Brownson?
Aye.
Councilman Price?
Aye.
Councilman Jones?
Aye.
Mayor Lemire?
Aye. Thank you. Okay, our first regular item on the regular agenda is the second reading of the revised charter franchise ordinance and adoption. First, any council discussion on it? Okay, Ms. Brooks, could we have the second reading?
An ordinance granting Falcon Community Ventures One Limited Partnership, locally known and referred to herein as Charter Communications, a non-exclusive franchise to provide cable services to the city of Astoria, the inhabitants thereof, and others subject to the terms and conditions specified in the ordinance, and providing for the repeal of the existing franchise agreement dated February 1st, 2001. Thank you.
Could we have a motion to approve the ordinance?
I move we adopt the proposed ordinance.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Okay. Roll call vote, Ms. Cosby.
Councilor
Mello?
Aye.
Councilor
Brownson?
Aye.
Councilor Price?
Aye.
Councilor Jones?
Aye.
Mayor Lamb?
Aye. Thank you. The next item is a public hearing and a resolution to adopt the City of Astoria budget.
So Oregon local budget law requires that the City Council hold a public hearing on the city's budget as recommended by the Budget Committee. The budget for the city, as discussed and recommended by the Budget Committee, is now ready for the Council to consider. I would note that the resolution, which is included in your packet, would adopt resources and appropriations and authorize the collection of taxes at the rate of 8.1738 per thousand for fiscal year beginning July 1st, 2018. It's recommended that the Council hold a public hearing for the next year's budget. And after the hearing, it's recommended that Council consider the resolution to adopt the budget.
I will open the public hearing. Anyone wish to speak to the budget? Okay. I will close the public hearing. And do we have a motion to approve?
I move we approve the Astoria budget for fiscal year beginning July 1, 2018.
Second.
Okay. Okay, let's see.
Mayor, we need roll call for this.
We need roll call. Okay, Mr. Harrington.
Councilor Nimola.
Aye.
Councilor Bronson.
Aye.
Councilor Price.
Aye.
Councilor Jones.
Aye.
Mayor Lemire.
Aye. Thank you. We have another public hearing and a resolution. This one is to elect to receive state shared revenues.
Oregon Revised Statutes requires this, that for the city to requires the city to adopt a resolution to declare its intent to receive state revenue for each new fiscal year. State shared revenues include the state gas tax, alcohol tax, cigarette tax, and other state shared revenues. It's recommended that council hold a public hearing regarding the intent to receive state shared statutes for fiscal year 2018-19 as approved by the Budget Committee. After hearing, it's recommended that council consider the resolution declaring the city's election to receive these state revenues.
Okay. I'll open the public hearing. Does anyone wish to address this matter? Public hearing to receive state shared revenues. I'll close the public hearing. Any council discussion?
Well, I don't know if I'll ever understand why we have to do this procedure, but I don't see why we wouldn't take the money.
I agree. Okay. Do you want to make a motion to do
sure.
that?
Sure. I move that the council declare the city's election to receive state revenues for fiscal year 2018-19.
Second. Ms. Brooks, roll call.
Councilor Nimola.
Aye.
Councilor Price?
Aye.
Councilor Jones?
Aye.
Councilor Brownson?
Aye.
Mayor Lemire?
Aye. Thank you. Item D is a community development block grant contract between Oregon Business Development Department and the City of Astoria.
So the City of Astoria applied for a community development block grant for low and moderate income housing rehabilitation in December of last year. And in March, the city was awarded the grant of $400,000 for the Northwest Oregon Regional Housing Program. The purpose of the grant is to provide no interest loans to low and moderate income homeowners in Astoria and throughout the service region. And this would be for providing essential repairs such as roofing, plumbing repairs, electrical repair, rock repair, and other eligible projects. Although the city is the legal grant recipient, Community Action Team would administer the grant on behalf of the city under a separate sub-grantee agreement. Tonight, it's recommended the council authorize the city manager to sign the contract between the City of Astoria and the State of Oregon for the Community Development Block Grant.
Okay. This is a really exciting grant, $400,000 to help, you know, our most needy folks get their homes.
And Mayor, we have representatives from Community Action Team in the back, too.
Thank you very much.
I am here if you have questions.
Okay. Okay. Could we have a motion?
I move that we authorize the city manager to sign the contract between the city and the state of Oregon.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, and thank you very much. That's a wonderful grant. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and we truly appreciate your being the lead applicant on this, and we'll move forward here as soon as that is executed by the state to start the next steps that are required.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay. Another public hearing. This is an ordinance modifying City Code 6.135 relating to special police officers.
The City of Astoria partners with the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association, or ADHDA, to provide parking enforcement within the downtown area. And the ADHDA Community Outreach Officer, or what is referred to as the COO, COO, is appointed by the authority of the city manager as a special police officer under City Code. Currently, the COO does not drive a vehicle and utilizes a small non-electric scooter to improve her mobility. And current city ordinances prohibit roller skates, skateboards, coasters, and similar devices. This law was put in place several years ago to prevent damage and injuries by irresponsible individuals within the downtown core. Attached in the council packet was a draft ordinance which would allow the city manager to exempt certain regulations restricting the use of operation of these types of devices within downtown. Passage of this modification would allow increased mobility and productivity for the COO without violating the stated intent of the city ordinance. Tonight's recommend that council hold a public hearing and consider holding a first reading of the ordinance.
Okay, I have a question first, and this will not allow skateboards and roller skates and all that kind of thing downtown.
It would only allow the city manager to be able to exempt these regulations for operations such as the what the community outreach officer does.
Okay.
So is this so the COO can legally ride her scooter around town?
That would be correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, I will open the public hearing. Does anyone wish to speak to this matter?
I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Are you the protector of the scooter or what?
our community outreach officer is in the yellow jacket.
Right.
So Ronnie.
Great. Okay. Is there any council? No public comment. Close the public hearing. Council discussion. Okay. Could we have a motion and a second?
I move that we hold the first reading of the ordinance amending City Code 6.135.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Could someone read the title of the ordinance? Do you have it?
Ordinance revising Ordinance 6.135 relating to special police officers.
Okay. Thank you. That ends our regular agenda. Is there any information that you would like to bring to the council at this time? Anybody? Okay. Do I close this meeting?
You can close. No, you can close the the city council meeting and move on to Astoria Development Commission.
Okay. So we close the city council meeting. We're now going into the Astoria Development Commission. Same people. Okay, I call this meeting to order. Mr. Pearson, roll call.
Councilor
Here.
Councilor Bronson.
Here.
Councilor Price.
Here.
Councilor Jones.
Here.
Mayor Lemire.
Here. Thank you. Any reports of commissioners? No.
No, ma'am.
Changes to the agenda?
No changes.
No changes. Consent involves the Astoria Development Commission minutes for February 26th and the Budget Committee minutes of April 24th. Any questions on those, or could we have a motion to approve those?
I move we approve the consent calendar.
Second. Chief Spaulding, we have to have a roll call on this one.
Councilor Manuel?
Aye.
Councilor Brownson?
Aye.
Councilor Price?
Aye.
Councilor Jones?
Aye.
Mayor Lemire?
Aye. Thank you. The only item of business we have on this is a public hearing and a resolution to adopt the Astoria Development Commission budget.
And again, Oregon law requires that the Development Commission hold a public hearing on the budget as recommended by the Budget Committee. And the budget is ready for consideration. The resolution would adopt resources and appropriations and authorize the collection of tax increment funding available to the Astor East and Astor West urban renewal districts for this next fiscal year. And it is recommended that the Astoria Development Commission hold a public hearing on the fiscal year 2018-19 budget as approved by the Budget Committee, and after the hearing, it's recommended that the Commission consider the resolution to adopt this budget.
Okay. I'll open the public hearing. Anyone want to talk about the Astoria Development Commission budget? Okay, close the hearing. Commission discussion? Okay. Could we have a motion and a second?
I move that the City Council or the Development Commission approve the resolution and adopt the Development Commission budget.
Second.
Okay, roll call. Chief Gascoigne?
Councilman Dunlap?
Aye.
Councilor Bronson?
Aye.
Councilor Price?
Aye.
Councilor Jones?
Aye.
Mayor LeMaire?
Aye. Okay, you have a last chance to speak up if you want to say anything tonight. Otherwise, this meeting is adjourned.